President George Bush arrives in Mexico this morning on his first official trip abroad. He will spend the afternoon at the ranch of Mexico's new president, Vicente Fox. The Bush administration portrays it as a personal visit, a chance for the two to get to know each other better. But Fox plans to push for substantive changes in the way the two countries deal with migration, trade, and drug trafficking, among other issues. Many Mexicans feel their new leader has the unprecedented legitimacy to do so. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Mexico City.
Vicente Fox ended 7 decades of single-party rule in Mexico last July. It was a historic shift toward democracy, and Fox hopes to use his newfound legitimacy to push for an equal partnership with the United States. High on the agenda at today's meeting with President Bush is immigration. Fox wants to see a freer flow of labor northward. Just before his inauguration in December, Fox reiterated that relaxing labor restrictions would benefit both nations.
United States started and became a great nation through migration. Today, United States is back to the same need. It's needing talent. It's needing human resources to be able to keep the economy growing at the pace of 5 or 6% growth.
The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics predicts that by the year 2008, the U.S. will have 5 million more jobs than workers to fill them. Fox is asking the U.S. to grant more temporary visas to his people to fill those positions. In the long term, Fox envisions the three North American countries operating as a single trading bloc, much like the European Union.
I don't see any better way for United States, for Canada, and for Mexico than walking towards the possibility of opening up borders maybe 10 years from now, maybe 15, maybe 20. When we have converged in economic development, when we have solved in Mexico the problems of unemployment, of insecurity, crime and corruption.
Both the U.S. and Canada have been cool to the idea of open borders, but Fox remains emboldened. Roberto Bloom works at a Mexico City think tank called the Center for Development Research. He says Mexicans gave Fox a strong mandate when they voted out of power the long-ruling Institutional Revolutionary Party, or PRI, last summer. He says Fox's promise to turn Mexico into an economic and political force on the world stage is making the Mexican people more confident in their relationship with their northern neighbor.
The sense is that Mexicans now own their own government. It used to be that with a PRI, basically most Mexicans, they felt the government more like an imposition. Now this has changed because of the free elections and because of the new government.
The energy crisis in the western United States is high on President Bush's agenda. The U.S. wants to buy power from Mexico, though in the short term that possibility appears remote. Mexico needs to drastically overhaul its oil, electricity, and natural gas production to meet its own needs before it could export more energy to the north. Mexico's energy sector is state-owned, and upgrading its infrastructure would require a massive infusion of foreign money, but Mexican law currently forbids such foreign investment. Both sides are anxious to reach agreement on fighting drug trafficking. Currently, the United States annually certifies Mexico's efforts to halt the flow of drugs north. It's a sort of report card that Mexico has long viewed as insulting and ineffective. Mexico maintains the problem is as much the strong demand for drugs in the U.S. as it is the trafficking of drugs from Mexico. Fox would like to see the certification dropped and the two sides work out a more cooperative approach to fighting the drug trade. This idea and Fox's call for a safe and controlled program of Mexican guest workers in the United States both have found support on Capitol Hill. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.